Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for Friday, August 17th. I'm here with Andy Cortez, who's clearly doing some other things right now.
Hey, what's up?
Communicating Woo! With his adoring fans on
Instagram. Oh, no, I'm on Twitter, Instagram.com/kindoffunnyvids.
Got it. Andy's here co-hosting with me. The boys are now, all of them except for the three of us, are doing some special secret things in Minnesota with the one and only dragon, Cisco the Dragon, which is very exciting.
Rumor has it, Joey, this is just what's on the rumor mill, okay, that they are trying to overturn certain laws in Minnesota.
Wow.
So they're at the front office, or what do you call it? Like the governmental...
The Capitol?
Sure. They're at the Capitol front office. And they're just making moves over there. And I've heard that Johnny Ace has made an appearance.
Oh my gosh.
Will any of them show up at the Minnesota meetup? Probably not.
I don't think they're even, I think they leave Saturday.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty turnaround.
I saw, we'll talk about that later when we get to that.
We'll get to that.
I don't want to disrupt your funky flow.
Yeah.
But what is this only the three of us crap here? Now, I expect this from
Kevin. You were in the room at the time.
I expect this from Kevin.
Oh, my gosh.
You weren't in the room, Jared.
This indentured servitude that Andrea Renee and Gary Wood and I find ourselves in, this second-class citizenship, it's egregious.
I apologize. For 6 months, I was also in your position when I would, like, come into the office and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to sit here. And Kevin's like, that's not your desk. I was like, but I'm the only one that ever sits here. There's literally four other empty desks.
I think we should take his desk away while he's gone, just as punishment for this cruelty.
Should we just relocate it?
Oh, that'd be amazing. Like, on the ceiling?
Yeah, I was also thinking just converting the LaCroix room into... What are you doing?
He's got some hairs out of place.
He's putting Axe in his hair.
Did you not want to do this before the show?
Yeah, but, emergencies, Joey. You never know.
Keep a little baby one in your pocket for emergencies?
You just never know, Joey. You never know, dude.
Anyways, I just apologize. Jared also here. He will be hosting the Kind of Funny Games Daily with Chris Kohler after this, correct? Mm. Which will be very exciting. That'll be fun.
Oh, I think I got hairspray in my coffee.
Ew, it's so gross. Like
it just kind of
dispersed.
Dissipated? What?
Do you want a new one? Is that what I think?
Oh, I thought you... Oh, no, I'll take a water, though. I thought Cooler said, you know what?
Oh.
And I was like,
you were waiting.
Cool, Greg? I was really...
All the rappers I listen to, my bad.
Yeah.
Andy, tell me about what you did last night.
Joey Noel.
Mm-hmm.
I spent most of yesterday, actually... Way more than I wanted of yesterday, editing Party Mode.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real good one. It's a real good one.
Can you tell us what game?
We played Mario Tennis again.
Oh, okay. That tells me. That gives you some sort of frame of reference for the shenanigans.
We played 2v2. It's a multicam one.
Okay.
So we recorded it in the back. We normally record like most things up here.
Yeah.
But the nature of that game... the split screen nature. I don't really love how split screen looks on Let's Plays. So we did an actual switching the cameras. It's me and Johnny Ace versus, thanks Cool Greg. Me and Johnny Ace versus Greg and Tim. And then Greg swears that he will never team up with Johnny Ace, but who knows what happens in the video. There's a lot of fighting, a lot of arguing. So I spent a lot of the time editing yesterday and then my TV came in. But the table I'm supposed to put it on didn't, so that was disappointing. So it's just like
you didn't even open it.
No, I opened it a little bit. I got hair hanging off. Opened it a little bit, but it just wasn't in the cards, Joey. Mm. The thing is, you never know.
That's such a bummer. You could have like had it all set up.
I know. I was looking forward to it.
Edited from home so you could get your TV?
No, I just needed a day off to do it. Yeah. One day minimum is all I ask for.
Yeah, which...
Nick witnessed the other day walking by me
and
14 people yelling, even though we only have 7 people in the office.
And, Kevin accounts for like
and Nick
five
was like,
them,
is it... I bet you... He was like, don't you just love editing here? And I was just so annoyed. And I was like, I'm so annoyed right now.
What was it? It wasn't yesterday. It must have been the day before when we were doing Party Modes. and I got kicked out of my desk because for some reason we decided to record them all in the front room instead of the back room.
That was my idea, and I don't know why we followed through on it. I think the reason why...
Everybody wanted a desk, right?
The reason why I want to do them there from now on, because we all have PCs. Mm. Like, we won't need all these laptops, and I won't have to be sitting on the couch with the fucking shitty foldable table put in front of me.
Yeah.
But then Kevin was like, well, we're playing on PS4 as well. And I was like, oh, wrench in the operation. But we still did it anyway.
Got it.
So we kicked you out. We totally, we totally inconvenienced you, and that's fine. Hey, Lexi Gunner. Hey, Officer Bro. Hey, Top Play Haida.
But I did, because of that, I got to sit in the back room on the couch with all the boys, and I was like, oh, it's so quiet back here.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because it's like, what, 10 feet away from
the
front room?
Well, because Kevin had to be over here, too, to monitor stuff.
Yeah.
It was a challenging day.
Yeah,
there were nonstop problems. We had two sponsored videos to record.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones we were supposed to play on PlayStation 4, Kevin and Cool Greg went through so much hassle setting up the PS4s. And then the game that we were supposed to play on PS4 didn't have the correct build.
Oh.
So we were supposed to play multiplayer, and it's not even available. So we had to scrap the whole PS4 idea,
even though it took them forever
to set everything up, and we had to play it on Steam.
But at least you had the Steam setups already done.
Yeah. It was fun as hell. I mean, there's nothing better than, like, a sponsored Let's Play where you're getting paid to play the game, and the game rules. Like, both of these games were so much fun. We were laughing. There was a lot of shit talking. It was fun. And then the rest of the night, Joey... I watched Overwatch League World Cup.
Oh.
Yeah, which is really interesting. It's my first year watching. It's the third year that the World Cup is going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool to see sort of the players that you know and love from their respective teams in the Overwatch League playing for their own countries. So one of the guys from Dallas Fuel, who's from Finland, and one of the guys from the Houston Outlaws, who's from Finland, they were playing together last night. And it's just sort of cool to see those matchups. And other players you've never heard of, and it was interesting. South Korea, I think, Hong Kong, Finland, Russia, which I didn't even know Russia had a team. News to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting. What did you do last night, Joey?
Last night I went home, which is actually just Greg and Jen's apartment, because they're gone, so I have Portillo.
Oh, you're babysitting.
Yeah. Which is really, I really like it because their apartment's like really nice.
They have a very nice apartment, yes.
So it could be really worse. And they live right by my favorite sushi place. So I ordered sushi last night and I stayed in. I started watching, I think this is maybe the show that you were telling me about, the like crazy houses, but you go inside and like there's a ton of shit.
Crazy
and,
interiors.
Yes. Yeah. I started watching. I was like,
how cool is that show?
It's so weird.
Right?
I'm like, how it just looks like this normal, unassuming house. And then there's like some weird, crazy underground bunker.
Really interesting. And it's also, it also just introduces you to interesting characters that live in the world.
Yeah.
That like, you know, are out there. You know that the world's filled with a bunch of weird people.
Yeah.
These are people that are like either obsessed with what they do, obsessed with what their hobbies are.
Mm-hmm.
One like, dude who loves building roller coasters, who builds a fucking roller coaster in his backyard.
Which
and
is so crazy.
Yeah, it's really, I thought it was a cool ass show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it's like, this is, when shows like these start popping up on Netflix, that's where you can totally see forgetting about cable, where it's like, sure, you have your really awesome network series and your dramas that are gripping and you want to binge them all, but then you also get the sort of ancillary shows, like the food shows or the interior sort of housekeeping shows or whatever.
Those
like,
about the tiny houses that I also love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like it does a good job of like diversifying what kind of content is on there. So like it almost feels like different channels just because there's so many different categories.
Absolutely. Speaking of housekeeping. Nailed it.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
Cool G.
What kind of hotel is this?
A cool G.
Holding it down back there. This week, we are sponsored by Patreon.com/kindoffunny. And do you know what's exciting about Patreon.com/kindoffunny?
How much are these fucks paying us?
It's not public.
Our salaries?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
This month, if you sign up for the fan mail tier, you get the picture of Johnny Ace that I realize is not on the table, but maybe was.
I think it's right there.
I think Cool Greg may be getting it. Anyways, we did this dumb laser photo shoot with Kevin and Nick. And there's lots of spandex. There's lots of denim jackets. There's some glasses. It's on. There's pictures of it everywhere. You've seen it.
Joey, trust has been in short supply here in this office.
What do you mean?
I walked into work this morning.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, on my desktop computer is a photo of Johnny Ace as my desktop background.
Do you remember there being conversation about that happening?
Yeah, and I do remember conversations of, no, we will never do this to each other.
Oh, I don't remember that.
There was a point where Kevin wanted to fuck up somebody's computer, and me and Greg were like, Kevin, no, that's a boundary we will never cross. So I walk in, and there's a, now, albeit a gorgeous photo of Johnny Ace on my
Would
desktop.
Would you say that it's this picture of Johnny Ace?
It was a different one.
Oh.
It's the one where he has his mouth open.
Pack.
Yeah, it's the variety pack. So trust has been lost in this office. And then I open up my Slack and I see a Slack from Kevin, the Johnny Ace photo. So the evidence is on my computer of who was sending the photo.
So he Slacked you a picture so that he could put it as your desktop?
Yes, yes, exactly. Very disappointing, and expect to hear from my lawyers very soon.
Is your lawyer also Kevin?
Fuck.
Shit,
damn.
Man.
That's a good point.
So yeah, so if you want that, you can subscribe at patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Will there be two different pictures that go out on those two different things? Who knows?
Oh, really?
We have so many good ones.
Yeah, there are a lot
I
of good
voted
ones.
To do is it menagerie? Does that word work? I don't know. It's Friday.
Variety?
Really, yeah, that works. Of pictures, so like you didn't know which one you would get, but then we were like, no, like we should send one out. But since we have two patrons, maybe we'll use one of the other really good ones. Maybe the one that's on your desktop for the other one. Because they're both so good.
Just send them the fucking monitors with the photo on it.
You get in.
I don't think that's
monitor.
How the computer works, but you know, you know how it is.
Yesterday, we put up our second to last XU in review. Logan, how did you feel about this one? I guess we're not going to spoil where this one ends up on the list.
No, but I mean, I feel like you can kind of guess. Also, I just got several tweets like, I can't wait for Logan. I'm sure it's going to be number one. But we'll see. Maybe four of us decide that this movie isn't as good as people think it is.
Maybe. Wow.
Or maybe in the first 15 minutes you'll hear me say, like, this is one of the best superhero movies I've ever seen. And just best movies, period.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I really
a lot.
Enjoyed it because, again, this was my first time seeing it. So you get my...
Oh, that's right.
You get my
it.
Raw, uncut, fucking unfiltered... A lot of nouns could come after this. Raw, uncut, unfiltered.
Those are actually all adjectives.
Uncircumcised opinions.
Nouns after
Literally
that.
None of those are nouns.
No, I'm saying what any sort of noun could come after
those
this.
Those could be descriptors for a lot of different nouns.
After all right. Of these adjectives that I'm saying,
my apologies.
I could say something very vulgar, but my opinions, and I think it's a really good episode because we finally got to a movie that I think is universally loved, and there was a lot of that in the MCU, and a lot of that has been missing in the XCU, which has made, I mean, obviously recording them is fun because Greg's wacko and we all have like funny jokes and shit, but the movies aren't always very good in the XCU, and that has sort of made this sort of a slog for me where it's like, I have to watch this movie, I know it's not good. This is 2 hours. I'd rather be doing something else. You know what I mean?
But now you get a chance to gush. And that's
now, yes, one. Yes. And it was great because, again, this was the first time I'd ever seen it. I think I'd seen, like, the first third on an airplane on a Virgin. No, maybe the last third. No, first third. And so I was really, really happy with this movie. But, yeah, it reminded me of, like, I believe when we recorded X-Men Wolverine Origins, where I've never been more angry in my life than on a Sunday when I'm relaxing with the GF, we're sitting down playing video games, and I get a text from Tim, and he's like, remember to watch Wolverine Origins? It's like, fucking...
So annoying.
I wanted to throw my phone out a goddamn window. I was so annoyed. But yes, this movie is great, and I think it was a really good review as well.
Yay!
Yeah.
Go watch it.
Go watch it.
YouTube.com/kindoffunny.
Yes, exactly.
Up on the list.
But aside from that... Wait, let me scroll up real quick. Hold on.
Are you working on your transition?
Oh, I thought party mode was next. Never mind. Wrong transition.
Next up, we have a couple of cool things going on. This one, it's time for Extra Life. Hard to believe that it's August.
Fucking shit.
I was working with our Extra Life captains, and we were going backwards of like, okay, if Extra Life is this weekend, we want to have the shirts available on this weekend, which means we need to do voting here. Submit designs here, which means like, shit, we should have had all this done last week. So we got it up for you guys. We are doing our third annual Extra Life t-shirt contest.
Hold on, Jay.
I don't know.
Hello? Sorry.
For everybody, for our audio listeners, Andy just picked up the phone.
Oh, shit, am I supposed to mute it or something?
No, you're good.
Speak to the member services department. Or press 2 and you're eligible.
They keep looking for the fucking wrong guy. They've been looking for the wrong goddamn man for like, since I've had this phone. And I just tell, I still get texts from his friends. They're like, yo, what up, Jose? It's like, dude, clearly you're not good friends with this guy because he hasn't had this phone number for like 8 years. All right. So back off. I am not Jose Huerta. Back the hell off. And also, he's got a lot of debt issues, like more than me, shockingly. This guy gets called every day from collectors.
Oh, geez.
I once had a guy who like left me a voicemail who was clearly like trying to entrap me into like figuring out who I am. And he was like, I have an offer, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, you're probably just trying to get me to admit who I am. And so I called him back. I was like, you're looking for the wrong guy, dude. That guy doesn't have that. He's like, oh, my apologies. Yeah, back off, dude.
Stop.
I'm just so annoyed.
Let Andy live his life.
All these spam phone calls, they always begin. Oh. What is all this? Sediment. All these spam phone calls, Joey. You know how it's spam? It's the fucking the same area code followed by the same prefix.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know it's a spam phone call.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I guess I don't ever.
You've never noticed that? Maybe it's only a Texas thing. Because I could be getting called from 512, blah, 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 and it's the same as my fucking first three numbers.
Mm.
And I'm sick of it, Joey. I'm sick of it, dude. Mm.
Interesting.
I can't be on the show anymore.
I'm sorry. go to kindoffunny.com/ELContest, not L Contest. Nick Scarpino. But submit your designs.
El Contesto.
But fun fact, if you type in kindoffunny.com/ElContesto, it does go to the same page.
Oh my God, great. That's a good idea.
Thank you. Then this Sunday in Minnesota, Maple Grove to be specific, there's going to be a Kind of Funny Best Friend meetup at 11 a.m. at Portillo's. From there, they're going to Dave & Buster's. If you're in the area, go hang out. Total coincidence that all the boys are in the same state currently.
Yeah, I saw on our subreddit, like, ooh, maybe this means that they're going to show up. This could be a surprise. Like, I think that's what's really going down. But I remember Kevin saying, like, no, we're leaving before that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate for the people who...
Yeah. They
but maybe we can hype it up anyway and act like they're going
to
be there.
Oh, that'd be so mean. Go to this thing that maybe there'll be people at, even if we know.
They will not be there.
Yeah.
And I know that for a fact.
Yeah. Unless we say that.
Unless
and then
their flight's
like,
canceled.
No, fuck them. We're just going to go anyways.
Unless they're trying to be defiant about it.
Who knows? Yeah. You should go hang out. Go play games. Somebody play Dance Dance Revolution and send me a video at Dave & Buster's. Thank you. And then the last one, Andy put on there.
What is the last one? Oh.
The one that you were trying to do earlier.
It's on there. Cool, Greg. Don't even worry about it, man. Here's the thing, Joey, is that nobody watches Party Mode anymore.
I don't know that that's true.
This video has 14 views. This is from the latest episode of Party Mode. And it's a hit song, and the world needs to recognize it.
Okay.
Go ahead and play it from the beginning,
Cool Greg.
Can
you start from the beginning,
Yeah, it's only 30 seconds. Why is it not going to the beginning? That's weird. Maybe if you just hit play, then you click back there. There we go.
God, we're tied. Oh my God. Oh, we can't focus
what's
up.
Up, Tim? What's up, Tim? Whoa! Up, Tim? What's up, Tim?
Hey!
Whoa! Up, Tim? Tim, what's up, Tim?
I hate Nick's dance moves. I hate when he's cocky. But goddamn it,
so
I love it.
Good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
This episode is up right now, available to everybody. If you're in chat right now, some of you may know that. But just go watch Party Mode. This video only has like I don't know, 4 views, Joey. Last I checked, 4 views. Just abysmal, yeah. 3 of them were for me. Who was the other one? Was it you?
Probably me.
Probably you. Go watch it, please, or else we're going to cancel Party Mode forever. That's just the truth of it.
And then we lose Andy, and that sucks.
Yeah.
Also, go watch that clip on the Kind of Funny Vids YouTube, because it took me fucking forever to edit that, to clip that out.
Why was that weird?
I don't know. OBS desynced? Was being dumb, and then for some reason, when I dragged it into Premiere, then I had like 2 track files, and we couldn't figure out how to delete one. One was being weird, and then it just got desynced randomly in the middle. So then I had to figure out how to, then I had to learn how to do that, because I didn't never had to do
Fantastic.
That before. So I learned a lot of things yesterday, and I have a lot of respect for people that have to use Premiere with my tiny little baby, like, not really an inconvenience thing.
Well, when the video fucks up, like, that's obviously, like, not controllable, right?
Yeah.
But normally you would just go from Premiere straight to Twitter. Or from OBS straight to Twitter.
Yeah, but that wasn't working. It was hitching super bad. And it was like that weird thing that happened before where it was all like...
Noisy?
No, it was not that.
Staticky?
Annoying. Yeah, that was it. Anyways, cool, Greg. Let's get into the news.
The news.
Oh, man. I do love all those graphics. They're so great. Box office report. Crazy Rich Asians tops Thursday with $3.8 million, and The Meg swims closely behind. Do you have any plans to see Crazy Rich Asians or The Meg?
I was so close to wanting to go see The Meg. I've heard Crazy Rich Asians is very good.
Mm-hmm.
The main reason why I put this story in here is obviously I think this is the first... all Asian cast since like 1996 or something like that.
Really?
To do this well. But I had read a tweet the other night that said Crazy Rich Asians beat Mark Wahlberg in the box office. Finally, revenge. Which is like a really dark tweet, but I thought it was really funny and clever. So Mark Wahlberg's movie, Mile 22, apparently did pretty bad, and it's also apparently pretty...
Which one's that one?
I had never heard of it until I saw Ronda Rousey advertising it on Instagram.
She in it?
I'm assuming so. But I have no idea what it's about.
It does look like she's in fact in it. CIA operative James Silva leads a small but lethal paramilitary team on an urgent and dangerous mission. They must transport a foreign intelligence asset from an American embassy in Southeast Asia to an airfield for an extraction, a distance of 22 miles.
Is he James Silva? That's
yeah.
That's a Mexican last name.
I don't know.
The funny thing about this movie is that it looks terrible, right? but in the advertisement, Ronda Rousey's like, the mission is the only... what'd she say? The mission is the... like. I forgot what the fuck she said. But either way, I was like, this movie's going to bomb.
Yeah.
And I kind of want it to bomb.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say I kind of want to see it.
No, it sounds terrible. Everything about this movie sounds terrible. And it's also 21% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Ugh.
Which, again, 21%, you know, what does that really mean? 21% of people think you should watch it. Not that it's a 2 out of 10 score,
yeah.
You know.
79% of people think that you shouldn't.
6 out of 10 on IMDb. Ant-Man says, can we get a crazy rich Mexicans? Well, that's Narcos.
Mm-hmm. You make a good point.
Narcos already exists.
I'm excited. I'm seeing Crazy Rich Asians. I was supposed to see it last night with one Alyssa Shimoda, but she's all stressed out because school's starting and she has to like do stuff for her classroom.
Mm.
You got to have stuff prepped for these kids. So we're going to go see it this weekend. But I'm excited.
The kids will figure it out,
right?
Is what I always say.
It's only like, what, first grade? You don't know anything important in first grade anyways. Just kidding. I'm totally just kidding. Thank you.
I'm trying to... I have such a weird memory when it comes to elementary school. Because I remember, like, there were several weeks where I was just out sick nonstop. And where I was worried that I was going to have to retake that year.
Because
I was out, like, I felt like every other week, right?
Okay.
And I remember thinking, like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to retake either kindergarten or first grade or second grade or something like that.
Yeah.
But then I bribed the teacher.
Wow.
And it just all worked out. Yeah, cool, Greg. I was a rich
Look
kid.
At you know.
Crazy rich Mexican.
And it's weird, too, because, like, when you're that little, it's like you have to be taught all the stuff that you don't even remember learning. Like, all the things that seem so basic and fundamental. Of like, how do you even learn that?
Once fractions came into the picture, Joey,
multiplication
that's
tables.
That's where I said I'm good. Like,
that's
I'm out.
That's all I need
that's
to
where
know.
I dropped out. I dropped out as a fourth grader.
But yeah, I'm really excited to see Crazy Rich Asians. It looks really good. I also want to read the books, but I don't think I'm going to get to that. And the Meg also just looks like dumb fun.
Oh my God, it's a megalodon.
I know, but I like disaster-y movies, even though I haven't seen like very many movies since I canceled my movie pass, which is sad, which means I should probably just re-up my next one. But
I saw a fantastic tweet today I forgot the guy's last name, but he said, mm-hmm. I hear more from the movie pass CEO than I do some of my real friends.
Dude, it's true. I canceled mine and I still get emails from them. It's a little bit ridiculous.
So you were able to cancel it because I know you're having
trouble.
I was
able to cancel it. I'm still waiting to get refunded for like the extra charge that I got after I canceled it. So I emailed MoviePass and they're like, oh yeah, we see your account's canceled. I was like, well then why did you charge me if it's canceled? This is dumb.
Speaking of MoviePass, next story.
Dun dun dun.
MoviePass cuts film selections for subscribers to 6 to 7 titles per day. MoviePass, the cash strap movie subscription service. This story, by the way, comes to you from Variety. It lost $127 million in the most recent quarter and has reduced the lineup of movie members can see to around a half a dozen on a daily basis. That's on the heels of its change to limit MoviePass customers to only 3 movies per month for $9.95, effective August 15th. A dramatic drop off from the movie per day that the service previously offered users. MoviePass moved to 3 movies per month plan after scrapping a proposed price hike to $14.95 a month. It's calling this a transition period, but I really just see it as like they're transitioning to their own death. Because how much longer, how much longer can people put up with this?
I mean, I feel like I see more and more people canceling, especially in comparison to the AMC deal, which for $15 a month, you can see 3 movies a week. So it seems like if you're like a frequent moviegoer and you have AMCs in the area, that that's a better option. Plus, it comes with like online ticketing and stuff like that. You don't have to do the dumb like
you can do the express line to get popcorn and snacks.
Okay, can we talk? Have we talked about this?
No.
Or is that I can't remember if we've talked about this on camera.
I don't think so, Joey. But I feel like you're about to vent.
The express line always empty. The other one always miles long.
Yeah.
And then you end up waiting forever and missing trailers. And all I wanted was soda, and it's super dumb, and I hate it.
Well, now it looks like you got to get that AMC pass.
I know. I think I'm going to.
Really?
I do. Because it works at Kabuki.
Oh, I've never been to Kabuki.
Oh.
Where is that?
It's Japantown.
Oh, okay.
Where was I? Oh, I was hanging out with Gia because we went and saw Bloodfest this week. We had this whole plan of like, well, because I think they're canceling their movie pass too. But then you can go to AMC.
Who's canceling their movie pass?
Gia and Tim.
Yes, they are.
So then you can go to Kabuki, you can get a glass of wine, you can watch a movie. You can also put your name in at Marufuku.
Go Whoa. Over.
Game changer.
Whoa. Now, but I'll be way too full on popcorn.
I could go the other way.
I eat popcorn to where I'm just like, I'm just a bloated asshole. And it happens to me all the time. And
could you go to Marufuku first and then go to the movie?
Maybe. But then like...
But then you still want popcorn either
way. Yeah, still want popcorn.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I remember when we talked about this on a show prior, several months ago, where we all went to a movie, and I decided not to eat dinner because I knew I was going to eat popcorn.
Yeah.
It's not a, oh, I'm saving my hunger for the popcorn. It was a, no, because regardless of how much I eat for dinner, I'm still going to eat popcorn, and I'm just going to add on to what I ate.
You might as well just not eat dinner.
Even if I'm full and feeling like, ugh, I can't eat anymore, of course I'm going to eat a giant tub of popcorn because that's just how I work.
But how like, much are you going to spill before you actually sit down?
It's happened one goddamn time. Every time we go, Nick, Andy, don't drop that. Like,
okay, says the guy who gives me shit every time for the tiny screen of the movie. That was only tiny once.
That was so great. That was one of the best moments in Kinda Funny history of just looking... Joey did not book us the XD theater on accident.
Because it was literally not available.
And all we did was, they were showing us a trailer of Ant-Man, and we're like looking at the screen, and we're like, is he really small or big? I can't tell, the screen's so tiny.
I hate you. The only time, I hate this. You guys can book your own
We're so, man, we're idiots. We're fucking idiots. Tagless says, I can relate, Andy. I can do all-you-can-eat sushi, then eat a large popcorn at the movies. Yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea. to tack on popcorn on top of sushi.
Yeah, probably not great.
The sushi, you know what I'm saying, Koji?
But it'll be interesting to see what happens to MoviePass. I don't think it's gonna be around.
I don't think it's long for this world.
I don't think so either. But if that's the sacrifice we have to make in order to get all these other cool ones, like the AMC one and the Alamo Drafthouse one, I'm kind of into it.
There was just nothing. I felt such glee because for months we had to endure Kevin talk about MoviePass and how we all should get it.
Yeah.
And then Kevin saying, "I can't believe this is happening," and I was like, "Oh no, who could have seen this coming? Like, we never would have guessed."
To be fair, for those 6 months that we had it, it was really great.
Sure, but we all knew this was going to happen.
So then that's why you should have taken advantage of it.
It was such an inevitability. It was such an inevitability.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, next story. Have you seen this going around at all?
I saw that. Yes, I did see this where they canceled the advertisement on YouTube because
yeah.
It was too scary.
So this is coming to us from The Verge. Twitter friend Megan Frokmanish.
Can I look?
She's awesome.
I don't know if I want to look.
She's really nice. So YouTube has removed one of those pre-roll ads for The Nun, which is an upcoming horror film.
Oh god, Fredo's still there.
I hadn't seen any of the ads for it, and I watched like a fair amount of YouTube, so I was kind of surprised to see this. So apparently, this went against the YouTube like terms and conditions of like jump scares.
Oh.
Promotions that are likely to shock or scare the service. So apparently what happens is that where is it? The angle is clever, playing on how we consume trailers today on our computers, phones, and tablets. In the trailer, a volume icon appears on the screen, ticking down up and down before a shrieking nun appears suddenly. Which is like a classic tactic of like, oh, you're so distracted by like, what the heck is going on with my phone that you don't expect something scary to happen.
That's a bitch ass move.
It all is. Right?
The nun. Don't you ever try to pull that on me. I'm so glad it's gone, but I'm sure the movie will do really well because people just love it.
Because now people, I wasn't really hearing anything about it until this happened. But I did watch like some of the 5 second, I guess like adjusted ads where it's just for the movie and it looks scary as fuck.
Yeah, it's starring I forget the woman's name. She's in The Departed though. She plays the woman who's dating, or she eventually marries Matt Damon. But then she's banging Leonardo DiCaprio. What a great existence she's having, right? Just banging these two hot dudes. No.
Don't do it! Don't make us watch it! As much as I love scary movies, I am a total wuss when it comes to them at the same time.
Oh my god, I hate scary movies. I hate them.
I love them, but I hate them. I'm also the person that, like, I like to watch scary movies, but I also read the Wikipedia synopsis so I know what's going to happen.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not joking.
Oh, my God.
But I like them, but I also want to know what happens. Because otherwise I get, like, really stressed out. And even when I do that, I get really stressed out. I did that for Hereditary, and literally the whole movie, I was just like this.
Hereditary. Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, never mind. I was thinking of the one with Natalie Portman in the fucking jungle.
Annihilation.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Never saw that.
Wow. What an interesting admission you just made there.
Yeah. I also don't care.
You read the synopsis before the movie comes out.
Yeah. Cause so I have like an idea of what's gonna happen, but
you know, like, okay, we're at this place. That means we're about three fourths of the way through, sort of thing.
I don't care about it for timing as much as like to avoid the jump scare things. I know what's gonna happen.
Because I remember, like, going to see. I think it was like The Sixth Sense, right, in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And after seeing the previews for it, mm-hmm. I remember thinking, oh, that thing in the preview just happened. That means we've only, like, how much longer in this movie do we have? You know, I would always try to sort of gauge it that way.
Yeah. No, it's just because I don't like being, like, ridiculously scared of movies because I do that anyways. So yeah, we'll see. That's interesting. I thought it just reminded me of all those like dumb videos that we used to watch when we were in junior high, where like you would like try and figure out how to get through a maze and like a face would flash. Did you ever do those?
Fuck that shit, dude.
The most annoying. There was one time where my mom, I think, showed me one because she's the worst. And like I ran out of our office and I like kicked the office chairs everywhere and she was like, oh, it's not exactly that. So stuff like that is why I read the spoilers.
Have you, this is kind of unrelated. It's sort of like jump scare-ish, but there are videos online of like, I was watching a video with headphones on, and it's like, oh, this cute cat doing something in the Serengeti or whatever, like a big cat or whatever. And then they used like sort of ASMR headphone or a microphone to record a someone knocking on a wall. And so, like, I was straight up watching this video, like, oh, look at this, like, this mama cat being annoying. And then I heard, like, tuk, 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 and I just, like, I got so fucking scared. And it just turns out it was just in the video. I was like, that's a clever, because that's not, like, something popping up and freaking you out. Yeah, it's just, like,
misdirection.
An interesting sort of sound cue.
I've never seen that, but now I kind of want to look.
It's really funny.
Next story, Warner Brothers considered a Catwoman solo movie starring Michelle Pfeiffer. Totally, when I put this on the thing, I thought they said that they were considering doing one. I was like, that's an interesting
movie. Still? Yeah.
Like years and
years
later.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah. This is what I get for putting stories on at 10:45 a.m. or whatever. but it would have been interesting to see, I guess, how this worked out. I don't really care about this story anymore now that I know it's not a
good. All right, Joey, cool. Well, the thing is, if we would have gotten this movie, we may have never gotten Halle Berry playing basketball against...
Yeah.
What's his face? The guy who always plays Mexican people, but his name isn't very Mexican.
I don't know.
You don't know his name?
No. What's I don't know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about in Catwoman, Joey. Catwoman, IMDb.
But I haven't. I also have seen Catwoman maybe once, and it came out 20 years ago.
Here we go. Benjamin Bratt.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's always playing a Hispanic dude.
He isn't. He is Hispanic.
Probably, I think so. But it's just like very unassuming name. Maybe his dad's white. You know.
Yeah, that's definitely possible.
Yeah.
Benjamin Bratt. I like him.
I feel like he's a dude that never ages.
Dude. Seriously.
Right?
I feel like...
Him and Mario Lopez.
And Pharrell.
Okay, Pharrell's been starting to show it, though. The Pharrell thing kind of reminds me, Joey, of Greg Miller talking about watching the most recent X-Men movie, where his whole life... The first X-Men.
Okay.
Where his whole life he's been thinking, Patrick Stewart never ages.
Yeah.
And then you watch X-Men, you're like, oh, fuck, he did look a lot younger in this movie. But you just, like, over the length of time, you kind of...
It's a slow burn.
Yeah, you feel like he's never really aged.
Yeah.
But with Pharrell, I feel like we're seeing it now more and more. But Mario Lopez, this dude.
I gotta look.
Like, can we, cool, Greg, can you Google Mario Lopez? And then can you Google Mark Paul Gosselaar? And we'll see if Slater.
No.
If Slater or Zach.
I feel like there is no question.
Images. Type in Mark Paul and hopefully the name, because I don't know how to spell his damn last name. There we go. And do images, yeah. Can we put them side by side, maybe? And then bring this up? Yeah, there you go. Perfect. It's going to be doing that dumb bullshit.
That's fine.
You could swipe, you could drive.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Perfect. Mario Lopez, without a doubt. Look at the photo on the bottom left of Mario Lopez. How is that
real? That cannot be real.
That's not real, right?
That can't be real. I'm going to look. I have that open on here.
That looks insane. That looks like a fucking, a student who's studying 3D modeling and makes a really buff person in a 3D program called ZBrush. Huh?
Yeah, he doesn't look
real. Right?
Mario Lopez shirtless boxing workout fitness RX for men.
Can you click on the bottom
Apparently
left photo?
Apparently it's a magazine cover.
Oh my god, that is him. Holy shit.
What year is this? Like, is this current?
When are we going to get him in a superhero movie?
I don't know. He's too busy hosting, like, Entertainment Tonight
and
all that shit.
Can you click the top right photo?
That was 2013.
The second from the right? Yeah, that one.
Look at that hair.
How in the world is this the same person? The guy that we just saw looks like he's 28 years old.
Yeah.
This guy looks like he's 34.
It's ridiculous.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Really impressive, Mario.
And he has just like the cute little dimples.
Jay Rock says Nick would lose it.
Nick would lose it, yeah. This is incredible. And meanwhile, back to Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Can you show us the other one, cool, Greg?
We never really got the skinny on him. Sorry about that, cool G. But I feel like Mark Paul Gosselaar still looks good, right?
Yeah.
But
he's still attractive, but he's definitely aged.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Click on that.
Oh, look how cute.
Oh, this is 2015. Okay, this is fairly
but still,
oldish. Look at those pearly whites on Mario Lopez. Jeez.
They're extra, such perfect.
Extra.
Oh, extra.
Franklin and Bash.
Did you ever watch that?
No, fuck no. I don't know why I sounded offended by.
I know.
You
I was like, was
that.
It? I don't think it's bad. I think it's actually supposed to be pretty good. I think Nick maybe watched it.
Of course, Nick watched it.
Which means inherently, I kind of think it's.
Nick
bad.
Will watch every network show.
Yeah.
Bob, looking pretty good right there, Mark Paul. MPG.
He's putting in some work.
MPG can get it for sure. All right.
Is that what we call him now? Or is that what we've
like
always
how,
called him?
It's like how Tim calls Samuel Jackson SLJ.
Oh. I didn't
Google,
know that.
Like, here, I'm going to Google SLJ right now just to see what pops up.
Okay, so the next one is going to have some Ant-Man spoilers. So, if you haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp...
Avert your eyes. Here's what's going to happen.
Can you put up spoilers, bro?
I'll raise my hands. Oh, I guess we could just turn the spoilers, bro, off.
Yeah. Do we have spoilers, bro, Cool Greg? Maybe?
No, oh, you're good.
I don't know. I think Spoilers Bro is one of the ones that we can't see on that computer, but they can see.
I think it's on the far left side.
No, maybe
in that
not.
Little bracket.
Like, I'm seeing it. I'm clicking the eye, so it should be showing, but...
Okay, do the arm thing.
All right, guys. I'll raise my arms when we're done talking about Ant-Man and the Wasp, all right?
Sorry, audio listeners. okay, so, which I don't feel like this is anything that's super crazy that we haven't already talked about. But following the release of some leaked photos for the upcoming Avengers film set, which shows Avengers Ant-Man visiting past scenes from the franchise, fans have surmised that time travel via the quantum realm is most likely the way the superheroes are going to do the events of Avengers Infinity War. More evidence is piling up to support that theory. I feel like this is something we had talked about after our Infinity War
yeah.
thing, and then again after we saw both of the first, what did they call?
Mid-credits.
Like thank you. The mid-credit scene. So Huffington Post, I think Canada, Bill Bradley, is reporting that the director Peyton Reed confirmed to Huffington Post that Scott Lang, who we last saw screened in the Quantum Realm after all his crew disappeared into the dust, does not have the enlarging Pym particle disc used to escape the other dimension. So he's like, confirming that it's not going to be the exact same thing that he had in the first movie, but he can confirm that it is the quantum realm. Quote, it seemed like we kind of knew what we wanted to do with or to Scott Lang. From the other ones, it was just sort of like we talked about all these different versions where we ended up just felt like, okay, this feels right. We know where things could go from here.
Yeah, so the quantum realm was like basically all the, like, the gloves are off. There are no rules here.
Yeah.
We can play with this sort of realm. We can play with this realm in any way we want.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of a good, but, like, believable scapegoat to have.
Yeah, because
right?
It is kind of this, like, weird, like...
It's this very ambiguous area
no
that you
understand.
Could just... That doesn't make sense, and molecules were big, but now there's just, like, shiny colors, and...
It looks really pretty, though.
Yeah,
it looks super
really
cool.
Pretty. It reminds me of, like, when you step into... It reminds me of like a VR demos.
Mm.
So like back in the day when they first came out with like the phone VR stuff, and
yeah.
you're like, oh, like nothing's moving, but it's just like a really cool 3D world. That's what it reminds
Did
me
you
of.
Ever have one of those cardboard phone?
I never had the cardboard one, but I had the Samsung Galaxy something, the Galaxy View, or I forgot what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was cool. That shit was cool. That was a Jurassic Park one, where like you're not walking, you're just looking at shit. And then, like, this dinosaur kind of walks out of a brush, and it gets super fucking close to you, and it just scared the shit out of me. But it doesn't do anything. Like,
yeah.
It's just a sweet little boy.
Speaking of, Jurassic Park is returning to theaters for their 25th anniversary in September.
The first
very
one?
Exciting. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Just like Grease 2 is. Returning to the theaters.
No, that's just because the Alamo Drafthouse appreciates fine cinema.
Why did they call it Greasier?
Why didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a great name.
It's not a great movie.
Yeah.
I think Greasier should have worked. I think Greasier would have worked. Oh, Andy, if you're done, raise your hands. Thank you, Zyger. I'm done. Yeah. We're done with spoilers. Thank you, Zyger.
Hey, Joey.
Yes.
When I used to work for Let's Get Lexi, I was helping plan her wedding and her bachelorette parties and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they sent me like 3 or 4 times over to the Castro Theater just to try to grease the wheels and convince them to let us play Grease, because I guess the gay community loves that movie so much, they only play it once a year, and it's like a whole special thing.
Really? That's so interesting.
I tried to finesse them, and it didn't work.
Oh, man. Fuckers.
I've been looking at the schedule for the Castro Theater for them to do a Mamma Mia sing-along showing, because there's, like, me and Becky and Alyssa want to go. And they don't have one, and I'm really sad about it. So, Castro Theater, if you're listening, which I know you are, you should do that.
Mr. Yasman said that Netflix deleted all user reviews, and the Variety has a story about it. Is that something you guys want to talk about?
We're running out of time. That's the only problem.
Got it.
We have one more story that
Cool G is very excited about.
Cool Greg is very, very, very excited about. So we're gonna watch it. It's for the new Goosebumps 2 movie. Cool Greg, did you see the first Goosebumps?
Yes.
Did you like it? Okay.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't see that one. That's one that if it was on Netflix, which I think it might have been, or it might actually be on right now, I would probably watch. Maybe I'll do that this weekend.
Yeah, I think Nick said he didn't like it, but I really enjoyed it, man.
But Nick didn't like Game Night. Nick doesn't like The Departed.
I feel like universally most people liked Game Night.
Yeah.
Like, except for Nick.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like The Departed. What's going on?
I don't know that he's the one to trust. So yeah, we're going to watch this.
Will we get a strike?
God, I hope not. I don't think so.
You guys know how to handle that? I don't know how to handle that.
We
just have to edit it out, which isn't, like, super hard.
Okay. Well, we have somewhere to be after all this shit, so keep that in mind. We should not watch it.
Okay, fine, we won't watch it.
I vote that we not watch it, because we have to go to a press event thing, and we will be gone and won't be here.
You make good points.
Yes.
You make good points. Okay, I'm going to put the link in the chat. Well, no, you know how to Google things. Go watch it if you're interested in it.
Fucking Google it.
But just Google it.
And then go watch Party Mode.
And then maybe just head on over to youtube.com/kindoffunnies or Kind of Funny Games. Andy, can you read the PS I Love This Best Friend?
I sure can. Are you going to get them tips ready?
I am.
Reminder, you can tip us for $5 or above and we'll read it, or 500 bits. Either way, we'll show you our bits too. PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. You can submit anybody in the community who you think is doing cool stuff, being positive, just being a good person all around, right? So you can go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend. Space Ghost is shouting out Tyler S. And Space Ghost says, just wanted to give a hearty shout out to Kind of Funny Best Friend Tyler S, who took the initiative of setting up a Kind of Funny Fantasy Football League after posting about it on the sub. It was cool to see some sports talk on the sub and in the community. Besides, what other league is going to give you team names like Stairway to Kevin, LaCroix Boys, Portillo's Shaved Ass, and Uncle Nick's Tickles? Those are great team names, absolutely. And I think one of my team names one year, I had won the Super Bowl one year, and then the next year I did terrible, and I decided, you know what, Cool Greg? This is going to be my resurrection. This is where I come back to glory. So I named my team Cortez Erection, but it just sounds like Cortez Erection. And so I kind of regretted that.
Kept that.
And then Peyton Manning fucked me over. I had the game won in the last game that I had the game won, Joey, the last year that he was good. I was going to win, and he threw 4 fucking interceptions, -2 points. I lost by 3 points overall, lost the Super Bowl. I'll never get over that. Never get over it. But yeah, good job. Good job, Space Ghost, and good job, Tyler S. I haven't really cared about fantasy football since.
I haven't played fantasy football in quite a few years because I don't really care about football.
Yeah.
But then I thought it was just fun to play, and then I won like 2 years in a row, and they got really mad because I don't care.
Sure.
But my team was always Yo Soy Fiesta because I fucking love Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
He's just kind of dumb,
he's just very entertaining. Jock. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I find him very entertaining. But that reminds me of in our subreddit when we announced that Scott Porter is coming in to do stuff. My favorite comment on the subreddit is this. I feel like you have to do it because you have to sing it. to the long shot song.
It was a long shot, but we got Scott. Ooh.
I was like, that's so
that's
good.
That's a fantastic comment.
So that made me laugh. But yeah, Scott Porter coming to visit us in September. Very exciting. Speaking of all of those things. I'm going to pull up tips to see if we have anything. I don't think we do. Or maybe I need to just look at the right thing. Because that would be cool.
There's a motherfucking long shot. Am I going to learn that song on guitar? Of course.
Yes. Are you guys going to duet?
Of course.
So great. DingerDo11 gave us a tip and said, wanted to add my support for Nick and Andy The Office podcast. Personal favorite episode is Dwight's speech, where Dwight gives Benito Mussolini's speech that was edited by Jim. The show is such a gem. So good. I was watching, what did I watch last night? Because I inevitably ended up watching The Office. I watched the one where Michael and Jim and Karen interview for the spot at corporate.
Oh, yes, yes.
I watched the weird, Beach Games, where they're all walking on coals and refuse to say Voldemort.
That's the episode where Pam's like, you know what, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm my own person.
I just walked across coals and you couldn't even do that.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so good.
I know when I get my TV set up, it's like, all right, I have Avengers Infinity War in 4K waiting for me. Gonna pop that bad boy in my Xbox One X, or I could just start The Office again. And we'll see who wins.
I guess the Office podcast is a really good thing. I think logistically it would be hard to figure out, because you couldn't do it episode by episode.
It wouldn't be that. No. In my head, it was two episodes a season.
Two episodes a season?
Yeah.
Like you just picked the best two?
No. We record two podcasts a season. So it's like we divide the seasons up in half, and we talk about
the first half
in one episode, second half in another episode. So it would be like 18 episodes or eight seasons of The Office or nine seasons of The Office?
I think there's nine.
Yeah. So 18 episodes, I guess.
That'd be so good. But I feel like that's a lot to ask Nick to watch, considering the major backlog of Pauly Shore movies he seems to
do. It's so annoying.
He seems to do at any given time. But
he's like, I don't got time to watch that show you've been recommending forever.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched fucking
Biodome
Running Man.
For the 14th time this month. Miguel Navarro gave his tip. It says, birthday tax, officially 18 tomorrow.
Whoa!
Happy early birthday. Also, I'm a proud member of the Nitro Rifle Association. Amy, can I get a mariachi y'all for my birthday? What does that mean?
Y'all or grito?
I don't know what a mariachi y'all is.
Me either. Maybe he means grito.
Maybe.
Awesome. Feliz cumpleaños, Miguel.
Perfect. And then there's a 4-second clip. Well, Greg, can you vet that and see?
They meant to yell. Oh. Yell. But he spelled y'all. Yeah, it was just a typo. Just a typo. It's a typo.
And then the last tip for right now is coming from Scotty Doo. I'm getting so excited for the return of football. Has anyone ever set up a KF Fantasy Football League before? Fancy that, hey. Scotty Doo. You can go over to the Kind of Funny subreddit and find all the information there. There's been a few of them that have been set up over the years, I think, on various different platforms. Because I've seen one in the Facebook group. I know the forums used to do one. Maybe the Discord. I don't know. I feel like you'll be able to find one, but clearly the subreddit is doing one.
Yeah.
So that might be the easiest one
to
find.
Hop in there. I'm sure it'll be a 20-person league, and there will be no players left after the second round.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel about this clip, Cool Greg?
Love it.
Okay.
It's so fucked up. It's so fucked up.
It's so funny. It's so funny. What does it say to us about people that make
I don't laugh? Know. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Awesome. That's it for tips today. The last thing that we have, the second to last thing that we have to do right now is give away some games. We're giving away Nog, which apparently I've been pronouncing wrong. I don't know.
You thought it was G-Nog?
Yeah. I swear someone told me that, and I don't remember who.
I think maybe you just heard somebody else pronounce it G-Nog, similar to how the TV rating website called ratings.com, Tim, his whole life, has called Artings, because it's spelled R-T-I-N-G-S. And so Kevin's like, yeah, Artings. So it just became and I was like, Artings. And then I watched a video, the guy's like, hey, I'm so-and-so from ratings.com. It's like, oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We're giving away Nog this week, which is very exciting. Today we've got two winners. coming out from the Twitch chat. The first one is Busted Vinyls.
Busted Vinyls.
Thank you. And the second winner is named Is That Charlie? Is it? I guess we'll find out.
Oh, that's my friend.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's my friend Chubb from back home. Congrats, Chubb. You won a game.
You did a thing.
That's funny.
You did it.
Do we have to read the thing, right?
No, we don't have to read it.
Ah, cool.
Nick told me yesterday that Greg said we don't have to read it.
Cool.
So that's exciting.
Okay, cool.
It's also weird not having an ad, because I'm used to like having to read something, but
sure,
it's kind of nice.
Sure.
Every once in a while. So that's exciting. Do you want to get into the chat? Pick some chat questions?
Yes. Let's do the 3 and 3. We'll take 3 questions from non-subs and then 3 questions from our subscribers here on this website.
Oh, get buckets with a very important question. Selena or La Bamba?
Selena. That's not even
a... Oh, La Bamba's so good, though.
Selena is just way better than I remembered it being. I was very happy with it.
I'm still really sad that I couldn't go that
way. I was really worried that Selena, upon rewatching it, was going to remind me of like rewatching Mortal Kombat as an adult. Mm. Where it's like, I love this as a kid.
Yeah.
To see if I love it as an adult. It's probably going to be terrible. Very good. Very good.
A man got kicked out of his house for his Mortal Kombat VHS movie.
What?
His mom was trying to take it. He was like 9, having it. Straight up left his house, never went home.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit. That's
just
a story.
Never went home?
I don't even know the movie, so I can't even.
Damn. That's dedication, I guess. Maybe there's something else on the tape that we don't know about.
Jeez, I know.
And if you had to dye your hair any color, what would it be? And why would it not look as good as Joey's? Well, nobody's dyed hair will look as good as Joey's.
Thank you.
I'd have to go for, I don't know. I don't know, actually. Maybe the same color as Joey's. There's a player for the Dallas Field named Mickey. And he dyed his hair like sort of that all pink. It looked fucking cool. I thought
I love
it was really
it.
Cool. Or maybe just like a light blue sort of.
You ever seen Sasha Banks' hair?
Yeah. Sasha Banks' hair is great. Maybe I'll do light blue since I'm always light blue like in every game I play.
Tim hates you.
Like a neon blue. Tips.
Oh, yeah.
Got it ready for
that's
you.
Right. That's right. Lakers head says, Andy, what the Tejano group is the best? Intocable, La Mafia, or Cumbia Kings? Intocable. No question about it.
Apparently, Flashy Andy found Greg at the Mall of America, which is cool.
Oh, that's cool.
I kind of forgot that the Mall of America was there.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
It's
is
weird.
That the one with the, like, the roller coaster in the middle?
I saw, yes, it is. I saw Paula post a story on Instagram. I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's where that is.
That thing exists. How much longer do you think it'll stay open?
The Mall of America?
Yeah.
I think it's got a
really?
While.
It's got legs?
Yeah. Because it has, like, it's one of a kind in regards to malls, you know? Like, it's so big.
Juski asks, hey, you're going to stream 2K19 on on Twitch? I'll get you a copy from the studio. You don't have to do that. I'm pretty sure, like, whenever Greg requests, they always, like, offer to send codes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, maybe. It depends on if people would want to watch that or not.
Mr. Pontin, you can do a full shirt design. If you go to kindoffunny.com/ELcontest, you can see all the speculations for it. Not speculations. What's the word that I'm looking for?
What?
T-shirt specs?
Submissions?
No, like...
Oh, like specs, like specifications.
Specifications, thank you.
you've been wrong, very wrong on 2 different words today.
It's Friday.
It's impressive. It's impressive. Kindoffunny.com, El Contesto. Thank you, Zyger. Can you submit multiple designs? I'm assuming so.
You can. That's also at kindoffunny.com/ELContest. Literally everything you need to know is on the website.
Gilbert G asks, Andy, are you watching Hard Knocks? Will we get a Hard Knocks in review? I haven't watched Hard Knocks since the Cowboys episode, since the Cowboys season in 2008, where it was like Danny Amendola, this young up-and-comer. We'll see if he makes it. And he didn't make it, and then he got drafted, and now he's like a good wide receiver.
Woo-woo.
Can I pay more for your face photoshopped over the fan mail photo, asks Price. Possibly, yeah. If you want to just Venmo me an extra $20 or something, I can Photoshop whatever you want. All right, let's go to sub-only mode. How the hell did we do that? I need to see how you do that. Oh, you have to do that?
Literally that.
That sucks. I thought it was just like sub-only or sub.
No. Subscribers.
Send him $10 and he'll leak it for you. That was a good bit at RTX. Well, I was just saying, yeah, just pay me $10 and I'll just leak whatever y'all want. Oh, that's Reverse Corey. We met him. He's the gift maker.
Oh! Yeah, I saw that he was at RTX, but then I didn't meet him because I didn't see him. I wasn't at the thing that you guys were at when you guys met him.
The main stage thing.
Rave Lord Nito says, Joey, pizza or burritos? Always burritos.
Nah, I go pizza.
Always
burritos. I'm jealous that you're at Greg's because you're right next to Pasquale's. My favorite, like, dirty pizza place in San Francisco.
It's pretty great.
Let's do one more question. Give us one more good question.
And while we wait for
what's the cruise packs West Pines? This won't be the final question, but only Greg's going.
Kindoffunny.com/packs.
Yeah. Joey has all that shit prepared for you.
I do. Right now, it's just our panel on Saturday night, and Greg's doing a Superman panel with Jared and Corey Barlog and Sydney Goodman and one other person.
Jared Petty?
Jared Petty. Did I say that?
Oh, maybe.
And she was on Games Daily, Kat. I don't remember what her last name is, but they're doing a Superman game panel on Friday.
Who's doing Games Daily? That is Chris Kohler
and Jared Petty.
Jared Petty.
East in the Realm says, is that clip what happens when you have an open door bathroom policy?
It might be. All right, guys, that'll do it for us. Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Morning Show. If you stayed around, props to you. Props to you.
It's always weird when we do it together because I feel like both of us are better at playing off of somebody else.
Oh, I'm way better.
But then when we're both trying to just play off each other.
If you put me in the lead, you're bound for disaster.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Stay tuned for Kinda Funny Games Daily after this. Have a great weekend. Be well to each other. Have fun. Wear a condom. Don't drink and drive. Call an Uber if you need it.
There you go.